Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. Today's topic is really interesting. Jesus received worship according to the early Muslim theologians, even according to one of the closest companions to Muhammad. Muhammad is the person that Muslims view as their prophet. Very interestingly, early Muslim scholars, Ibn Ishaq, quotes a letter sent by Muhammad to the Negus of Abyssinia. In this letter, Muhammad said, "I bear witness that Jesus, son of Mary, is the Spirit of God, and his word, which he cast to Mary, the Virgin." So Muhammad said, "I bear witness that Jesus, son of Mary, is the Spirit of God, and his word, which he cast to Mary, the Virgin." According to the teaching of early reputable Muslim scholars, have the best reputation all over the Muslim world, Jesus is the only prophet who was believed in while he was still in his mother's womb. So I'm telling you the story from the beginning. This is background. Okay, are you with me so far? Jesus is the only prophet who was believed in while he was still in his mother's womb. Muslim commentators agree that the prophet Yahya, John the Baptist, was the first person to believe that Jesus was the Word of God. Okay, let me tell you, the following story was reported by Al-Razi. Al-Razi, a well-known early Muslim scholar. He wrote, "The mother of Jesus met the mother of Yahya. Peace be upon them. Both were pregnant. One was Jesus, the other was Yahya. Yahya's mother said to Mary, 'Do you feel I am pregnant?' Mary said, 'I am also pregnant.' The wife of Zechariah said, 'I found that he who is inside me bows down to the one inside of you.'" Okay, Al-Razi explains, this is what is meant by John's confirming or believing in the word of God, which is Jesus, found in the Quran, Surah 3, verse 39. It reads, "Yahya witnessing the truth of a word from Allah." Okay. This gets very interesting, more interesting. Abdullah ibn Abbas gained the reputation of being the most informed person among the Muslim people as to what God revealed to Muhammad. Because Abdullah ibn Abbas was very close companion to Muhammad. Ibn Abbas made known that the appropriate response to Jesus as the word of God is to bow down to him, and that the prophet Yahya was the first to acknowledge that Jesus is the word of God. Ibn Abbas says, his bowing down to Jesus, Yahya's bowing down to Jesus, John the Baptist bowing down to Jesus in his mother's womb was his expression of faith in Jesus. Ibn Abbas further states, Yahya's bowing down in his mother's womb is his believing that Jesus is the word of God. Ibn Abbas noted that Yahya was the first to believe and confirm that Jesus is the Word of God and His Spirit. Wow! And I want to make the point now, my friend, Jesus definitely is the most important, unique person in the Bible. However, not only according to the Bible, but also according to Islam. Do you know that the Quran refers to Jesus Christ? He is called Al-Masih Isa, the Messiah, in the Quran, about 90 times, where Muhammad, the founder of the Islamic religion, is mentioned only a few times. You tell me why? Why? Because God wants you to know, my friend, according to the evidence we have, according to the facts we have, that Jesus is our Savior, that God sent. Let me tell you about one of the most important verses in the gospel. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." You can read these important verses in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple, John, chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. My friend, those who do not repent of their sins, feel sorry about their sins, and tell God, "I don't want to live in sin anymore." Those people who do not repent and believe in Jesus will remain in the condition or situation of being condemned. Why? Because if you rejected Jesus, you are automatically at the same time rejecting God's offer of mercy and salvation. The truth is, if you rejected Jesus now, after you die, you will face God's judgment. You tell me, God's judgment for what? I answer, for all your sins. God will hold you accountable for everything wrong you did or said. You will also be accountable to God for anything good you could have done and you didn't do. Anything good you could have said and you didn't, for whatever reason. Whoever rejects Jesus will be left under the curse of his own evil actions. Why? Because if you refuse to repent and forsake your sins, that means you are rejecting the truth. Simply. You ask me what truth? Part of my answer is, the truth is that you sinned. You are not perfect. You made mistakes and still make mistakes. You violated your conscience many times, like I did. You disobeyed God. It means that you intend to continue intentionally live in sin if you rejected God's offer of mercy and grace through Jesus. That means you intend to live doing wrong things. If you reject Jesus, that means you think you can earn your salvation. You can make it to heaven depending on yourself. It means that you put your confidence in yourself to make it to heaven, and you are not putting your trust in God's grace and in the solution which God provided for your salvation. Repenting of your sins and believing that Jesus paid the penalty for your sins will lift you, will move you from the state of being condemned and judged for your sins to the status, to the position of being justified and saved. Hallelujah! This is the most wonderful news you can ever hear in your life. Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." You will not be judged, but cross over from death to life. I invite you, my friend, right now to pray this prayer with me. This will be the most important prayer you can ever pray. God, thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your grace. Thank you for Jesus. I believe in Jesus, God, that he died and paid the penalty for my sins. God, I repent. I don't want to live far from you any longer. I don't want to violate my conscience, disobey your commandments. I want to be according to your will. I want to please you in my life. God, forgive me. I place my trust in Jesus, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, don't hesitate to contact me. Would love to send you a free gift, free book, and rejoice with you. Hallelujah. Rest of my audience, remember, we are one family, one team. If I can pray with you, if I can help you to reach your non-Christian friends and your Muslim acquaintances, don't hesitate to contact me. It doesn't matter what Christian background you are. We can worship in different places, but we still, in God's eyes, we are one family. According to God's word, we are his children, and we have the same goal, which is pleasing God and helping as many people as possible, including Muslims, to enjoy his love and salvation. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. Grace to you. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.